You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin has formally encouraged energy efficiency and renewable energy projects around the state since 2001 as part of its Focus on Energy program. That initiative works to foster a statewide commitment to clean energy by citing financial incentives and the potential for job creation. A new bill presented in the Wisconsin legislature aims to build on that and give the state's renewable energy economy another boost. Katrina Shankland is a Democratic state representative from Stevens Point. She's the lead sponsor on the bill. Representative Shankland, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll start us off, please, with the basics. What would your legislation do?
Sure. So this bill would create a Wisconsin Renewable Energy Development Authority. And what it would do is really spur and foster growth in the clean energy sector. We already know that clean energy jobs are difficult to outsource, they're well-paying, and they're growing faster than the average job in Wisconsin or across the nation. And in fact, solar jobs, for example, employ veterans at a much higher rate than many other industries. And these are just fantastic jobs that really not only strengthen our economy and support working families, but also help our environment and help us mitigate global climate change. So when it comes to clean and renewable energy, I believe the state needs to do much more than we're doing right now. And there are at least six states that have green banks. And this bill, instead of creating a green bank, creates an authority of the state, which is an independent public entity. We have a couple other state authorities like WEDA and WEFA that help steer investment in housing and economic development. And what the WEDA, the Wisconsin Renewable Energy Development Authority, would do is not only operate loan and loan guarantee programs, but also grant programs, equity financing programming, provide technical assistance, oversee environmental credits, and acquire technology licenses. So basically, virtually in any way, how can the state help with investing in renewable energy? This is what WEDA will do. They'll make these decisions, and it will be governed by an 11-member board from many different sectors, including agriculture, including economic development, research, and many others. So I'm excited that this bill is getting attention and people are talking about it. I've had some people working on renewable energy reach out to me across the state since I reintroduced it this session just a few weeks ago. I'm looking forward to continuing talking about the need to invest in renewable energy.
Where would the funding for these grants and loans come from?
So the revolving loan program would essentially pay for itself after an initial seed investment. And the seed investment would come from state dollars, just like we do with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. So this bill is modeled after that. And just to give you an example of the impact that the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority has had, since 1972, they've helped 73,000 people rent a home and 122,000 people buy a home. They have $2 billion in assets and $10.8 billion in bonding. And that's just because the state legislature decided to commit to making housing more affordable. And in that time, they've also expanded to small business and agricultural loans to help people. So while this is a new idea when it comes to fostering growth, tremendous growth in clean energy, the way the bill is modeled, the way that WEDA is set up, is not new in that it would create a state authority subject to the same kind of regulations like open records law and public protections in place of taxpayer dollars, while also allowing a board to steer investments in clean energy and foster the kind of research we need to really generate not only family-supporting jobs, but ways to protect and promote clean energy and our environment.
We're talking to Representative Katrina Shankland. She's a Democratic representative from Stevens Point, talking about her bill presented in the state legislature. It's aimed at boosting the state's renewable energy economy by providing, as we're hearing, grants and loans through a renewable energy development authority model on a couple other agencies that do similar work, but in other areas in the state. We are talking about that plan. And Representative Shankland, can you talk a little bit about how this would differ from the already existing Focus on Energy program?
Sure. So Focus on Energy has incentives that ratepayers essentially pay for by, you know, when they pay their electric bill every month, the utilities have money set aside that they put into Focus on Energy. And so if you, for example, want to buy some LEDs, you can get a Focus on Energy incentive. Or if you want to look into energy efficient washers and dryers, you could look into whether or not you qualify for a Focus on Energy incentive. So in addition, Focus on Energy in the past has had really robust rebate programs and incentive programs for solar and for wind. And that's changed over time. I actually used to work at the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, where we helped people connect with Focus on Energy and determine whether or not they were eligible for an incentive, and then kind of pass along the information for them to connect directly. So Focus on Energy is utility funded, and it helps businesses, farms, schools, homeowners, and renters. And it's really focused primarily on energy efficiency. The difference here is the Wisconsin Renewable Energy Development Authority would steer large-scale investments in research in new technology and existing technology that might need quick innovation in things like, let's talk about battery storage, for example. What can we do when it comes to long-term solutions for battery storage as it relates to clean energy? Let's talk about clean energy infrastructure as it relates to solar car charging stations, for example. So really, this is looking at the big ideas and the big picture, and how can the state of Wisconsin help the good ideas that are already happening become even better ideas, and how can we help spur entrepreneurs and investors in leading the nation in clean energy technology? Because right now, Wisconsin is really taking a back seat to other states when it comes to solar and wind, when about a decade ago, we were really in the game.
If there's a demand for this, and we're seeing it get more economical over time, nationwide and worldwide, why does the state need to be involved at all?
Well, the state has a responsibility to promote things that not only help its citizens, but also are what I would say help us tackle global climate change. As we look at tourism dollars that will be lost, agricultural dollars that will be lost, economic dollars that will be lost with the long-term effects of climate change as it worsens, we can actually have an effect on that. We have a responsibility to invest in renewable energy and to mitigate our carbon emissions. And investing in renewable energy, especially in long-term technological solutions like solar car charging stations across the state, for example, is one way that we can meet that commitment. I'd also point out that, you know, fossil fuels have been subsidized by corporate or by the government for a very long time. And I think it's our responsibility to look at ways to make sure that we are not just subsidizing fossil fuels, but we're also transitioning to a long-term sustainable solution, both for our energy economy and our natural resources. We send about $16 billion of our energy money out of the state to places like Wyoming to buy coal, but we'd have a much greater economic impact on our state and economy if we were to spend more of our energy dollars here. And part of that means we need to invest in renewable energy instead of sending our money out of state.
You're introducing this as a Democrat. Republicans control both chambers of the legislature. Have you heard support from the majority party?
I haven't yet, but I went back to 2013 when I first introduced this legislation, the 2013-14 session, and I'll note that back then, Senator Dale Schultz did co-sponsor this, and that gives me some hope because he and I sat on a clean energy panel and talked about the need for bipartisan legislation to invest in renewable energy. So it's 6 years later, we're getting some attention from people who are really interested in investing in renewable energy because it does make economic sense. It's fiscally responsible, and I think that this is the kind of solution that I would hope to see both Republicans and Democrats get behind. Right now, it's only sponsored by Democratic legislators, but I'm committed to talking about this issue and getting folks on board, because even if you just look at new jobs, green occupations, clean energy jobs like solar installers, wind turbine service technicians, environmental engineers, these jobs are growing. They're growing quickly and they're well-paying jobs. So there is an economic component to this in addition to an environmental one that I think my colleagues can get behind. And so I'll do everything I can to raise awareness about this bill and see if they're interested.
Representative Shanklin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Representative Katrina Shanklin, Democratic State Representative from Stevens Point. She joined us today for a look at her new legislation aimed at boosting renewable energy in Wisconsin.